This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Mario Quinones. He's author of I Am the Truth Hollywood. He's going to be sharing about the extreme challenges he faced and how he has overcome them. Mario has a BA in creative writing and a minor in music. He scouted, coached, and managed actor Tony Revolori, best known for the role of Flash Thompson in Spider-Man, Homecoming, and Spider-Man Far From Home. He's currently working on a fiction book entitled Megan, Fish Me Out. Welcome to the show, Mario. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's totally my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about the story of the extreme difficulties you faced and how you were able to overcome them.
December 18th, 2016, I was poisoned. My relatives, my close relatives, hired a professional hitman to kill me. And I went to the hospital. I spent 17 days in a coma at a hospital in Inglewood, California. And I overcame all the difficulties by willpower and praying a lot. All the time, that's how I accomplished to keep myself alive till today.
Wow. It sounds like something out of a novel or a mystery book that you were poisoned. Tell us a little bit about how that came about or what you discovered about that.
Okay. I was followed by this hitman for 6 months, and he told me he was going to kill me all the time. And I thought that he was joking because he knew where I was at all the time. He told me he was going to kill me because God told him to kill me in a hospital. I was going to die. So 3 days after he put poison on my teacup, I called the FBI, and the FBI got into the case. And on the second day, in coma at a hospital that I was in a coma that I could hear, I heard my relatives talking about, and that's how I found out that they had hired the professional killer to eliminate me.
Wow. And so you were in a coma, but you could hear. So it is true that people in comas can hear you sometimes. Wow.
Exactly.
So, you said with a lot of prayer, a lot of praying and determination. Tell us a little bit more about that, because, the listener can say, well, prayer and determination, not everybody is able to overcome adversity like this with prayer. What do you think was inside of you that enabled you to overcome, to face it and to go through it and then to overcome it?
It was easy for me, really, because I've been a personal prayer since I don't remember. I think I was like 5 years old, and I used to go to the parks, to the fields, and to the brooks, and hide myself and follow my knees praying. So when I was in this situation, I already knew how to do it because I had the gift of praying by God that has given to me. So I couldn't speak, I couldn't think, but I was praying all the time. And believe it or not, Satan, the devil, was trying to block me when I was in a coma from praying. But I did it. God gave me the miracle to do it my own way. And so it was kind of like God decided not to take me home yet. So I'm still here to share this one with people and to touch their hearts in a special way.
Wow, Mari, what a beautiful story. So tell us a little bit about what role authenticity played in all this for you.
It was very important, authenticity, because me being a man of prayer, I learned from childhood that we have the potential, all of us, to make our own decisions and not to trust doctors, lawyers, religious leaders, but yourself. Just take examples and follow certain advice, but not do it their way. So I did it doctors thought and said that they were gonna, that I was gonna die, and my relatives, there is no way that I was gonna survive, because they poured enough poison to kill 11 people. That's what they found out. So I'm the first one in the history of the world that they know that has survived to this, poison, because they poisoned me with the dart frog venom.
Wow. That's truly a miraculous story. So you're saying in the entire world, being poisoned to that level, you're the first survivor.
I'm the only one that is known to through history.
That is known in history. Wow, that's a pretty amazing story. So what did you ever lack the faith? Did you ever feel like, no, God is not with me? Or did you always cling and know that you would overcome this?
No, never. I never thought about that. Even though Satan was telling me, renounce to God because you are going to take you home. And then he was blocking me from every special place and attacking me all the time. But I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I said, no, the Lord is with me. And then no one, not even you, spirit of darkness, will make me change my mind. That's what I said to myself.
Wow.
Yeah, and then
cool.
I never doubt the existence of God and the support of the miraculous way he was working with me. The people never thought about how I was going to be able to make it. But that's the way I did it. And like I said, I never had doubt about God, and I will never do. I prayed all the time for that. And so I encourage all people that even they don't have any religious beliefs or everything, but there is something out there that I call it my God that will do things that you will never imagine that you are able to do if you work.
Wow.
You believe and trust in him.
Yeah. So how did the doctors react, you know, when you began to come out of this and you began to heal? How did the medical community react, because you were such an unusual case?
They, to be honest with you, they didn't react positive, because they kicked me out of the hospital in a terrible shape condition. In fact, a nurse, when my doctor released me, she was complaining and advocating for me, saying that it was not non-human, inhuman for them. So it was a barbaric to take me out of the hospital. So they kicked me out, still almost in a coma. And then so my wife took me to the house and put me on two sofas, because we didn't have a hospital bed. And I was kind of like a towel. I couldn't stand. I couldn't sit down. They couldn't move because I was like a piece of paper. They bent me whatever way they bent it. I stayed that way for 3 months.
Wow. And so then what began to happen, Mario, after these 3 months?
After three months, I started to work, and then my wife threw me on the street. She separated me and left me to die on the street, and I never heard about her again or my family. I never have seen my relatives. They don't even know if I'm alive or I'm dead.
And what still you hung on to your face, you clung to God, knowing that he would get you through this. I mean, what a dire situation, the most dire I've ever heard of.
Yeah, praying. Like I said, I used to go to the bathrooms or on the street and praying, and whenever I had the opportunity, because I'm a person that I don't like to show people, never done it, that I'm a person of prayer. So I used to go in bathrooms and drag myself, because I was blind, mute, and paralyzed, and by myself on the streets. And then I used to go to places at the corners, and when I didn't see people around, I just fell on my knees and I said, God support me, because I was choking all the time, because the poison, the reptile poison choked me all the time, so I couldn't breathe it for a year and a half.
Wow. So what do you believe the first step is? You've already talked to people and say, you know, what do you think the first step for someone who's facing extreme difficulties and wants to pull themselves out of it, a first step, a little step they can take?
I would say for me and for everybody, Never give up. Never, ever, ever give up.
No matter how bad it gets.
No matter how bad it gets, don't give up. And that's the very first one. You believe this is going to happen, don't give up to that thought. If it is positive, for sure. If it is negative, it's going to take you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is positive, no one, no doctor, no religious leader can make you change your mind if you believe in that. Don't give up.
Is that the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
To public, I want to bring the message and never give up. Do the work, set goals, and eventually you will see the light in the tunnel. And support me buying the book, because the book will change and will touch lives in a very special way. Because the book, as I call it, God's book, because I wrote that book, Blind, Paralyzed, and Mute.
Wow. That's truly inspired. That's fantastic. So we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Mario a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Would you rather pay rent or own the apartment complex? Easy, right? You want to collect the rents as opposed to paying them. So why pay to be in a networking group when you can own networking groups? Do you want to explore a franchise opportunity where you could profit from starting networking groups and add it on to what you're already doing? If so, contact us via info@amspirit.com. That's info@amspirit.com.
Who are you, and what are you here for? If you find yourself asking those questions of yourself or others on a regular basis, then you'll enjoy Maxability, Who Are You? What Are You Here For? By Gene Hess, author of Sportuality, Finding Joy in the Games. Visit GeneHess.com. That's GeneHess.com for more information, or order it on Amazon.
Greetings. My name is Linwood Jackson, Jr. A call has fallen from heaven's throne to us. Reform our heart by engaging our thoughts and feelings in His Spirit's education. This report and its benefit I have illustrated in the book Perfecting and Reforming Personal Religion, available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Let's learn of heaven's will for us together. Stay blessed.
Perceptive Awareness Technique with Susan Zumo teaches rapid expansion of your psychic abilities, increases self-esteem, and provides immediate and accurate answers to all your questions. Contact Susan at SusanZumo.com, that's SusanZumo.com, or call 757-275-4071. Again, that's SusanZumo.com or 757-275-4071 to get started.
We're back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Mario Quiñones Revolori. He has had extreme challenges that he faced, and we're going to be talking now about his book, his first book. So, Mario, tell us about your first book. You mentioned it a little while ago. You said that it was truly inspired because you were mute, paralyzed, and blind when you began writing it. I Am the Truth, Hollywood. Tell us about that.
Yes. It's a very special book for me because, like I said, I call it the Book of God. Because when I came back from the hospital to die, that's what they said at my house. I was praying all the time, and God told me to write, inspired me in visions, revelations, and to write the book. So I found out a way to communicate with my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter. I found out a way that I could, that when I started, kind of waking up, and then I wrote to her. Because remember, I couldn't move for 3-6 months.
Right.
And then my right hand could move from my wrist all the way down, and I found a way to write notes. So I wrote a word to my daughter, scribbling, kind of like jargon thing. And but my daughter, believe it or not, my daughter could communicate with me, could read the little signs and little marks that I put. And so I wrote the first time, I said, God told me to write this, and I wrote it the very first time, three words. And I was so happy to write three words. And it eventually grew. And I was able to write $300 words one day. And I was so proud of myself. I couldn't speak, couldn't do anything. And my daughter went to the computer and wrote it for me. And then when I came out when I did the first 300 words the first day, I was choking, I was dying. And the devil told me, don't write it because you're going to die, because I lose control of my mind. I couldn't do it. And I said, oh, Lord, what are you going to do with me? So then when I lost my daughter and my wife, they threw me on the street. And then I was by myself. I took my computer. But at that time, I could already see a little bit. And I was driving myself, and I used to, because remember, I was living on the street, but I had my computer. And I went to libraries and to coffee shops to write, and I wrote like 10 words every day. And in my prayers, I told God to write at least every day, every single day. I didn't miss to write at least 10 words. That was my goal. And, and so that's how I wrote a 210 pages book.
That's amazing. How long did it take you to complete it, the writing of it?
It took the writing about a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, since February 2017, when I came back home, that my daughter helped me. She helped until May 27th, same year, and they left me at that time. I couldn't, and I was on my own, and then I finished it November 2018.
Awesome. So tell us, what is the book about? What is the main message you have in there that you want people to know? What are you spreading?
The main message is that I really, believe it or not, I might sound like crazy, but believe it or not, I spoke with God. I had communication with God, and I put things and revelations and visions that I saw in the book. And the book is about crime. So how God saved me three times. Remember, the guy went to my house and poisoned me in my own house. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the hospital. In the hospital, on the 10th day, he came to finish me up to the hospital. To his surprise, the FBI was waiting for him. And they caught him, arrested him, booked him, and put him in jail for the rest of his life. The guy is in jail for serving a life term. Finally, I was, protected. So I thought that he threatened me still in the hospital. He tried to kill me one last time on a 14th, 15th day. For me, being in common hospital, he hired a fake doctor who was going to put me to sleep for good with an anesthesia overdose. And God miraculously saved me. And I wrote that in the book. And it's true. Everything that I wrote in the book is true. Every single thing.
Wow. That's crazy. Like I said, it sounds like fiction, but there's so many times they say life is stranger than fiction. You know, reality is stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
And in your case, it certainly has happened. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else you want to talk about as far as I Am the Truth Hollywood before we go to your next
book? Yes. Yes. That my book Mayhem is related to that one because I started to write a movie script that is called Mayhem 2. And the guy, that's why I call the book I Am the Truth Hollywood, because the whole plot that happened in Hollywood, inside the Hollywood business and everything, and then the music industry and everything. So when I started to write the script, I had a potential buyer, a producer that was talking to me. And then the hitman impersonated him to get to me. So then that's what I called it, I'm the Truth Hollywood. that and through that he got to me, so he tried to kill me using that one because he said it was going to do it. And also, my daughter was going to sign a $3 million contract with Hollywood Records because my daughter, mm-hmm. I was coaching my daughter, and they loved her voice. And I wrote the two songs, and I produced them and directed them and recorded them at the legendary Pacific recording studios. And mm-hmm. So that's how they got to me. And that's the book is about crime. And then I survived miraculously because God saved me from those people 3 times. One at home when they poisoned me, and then the other one when he was going to go choke me in my hospital bed himself. He got arrested. And the last time when the anesthesiologist was going to put me to sleep for good.
Jeez. My goodness. I guess you still have work to do on this earth, right? Because God has sent you for a reason. Why? What a story. That's nuts. So let's talk a little bit about your new book you're currently working on.
Yes. Well, my new book, MEGAM, is short for Mega American Superhero. So MEGAM, Fish Me Out. And it's a science fiction book. A very cool one, very unique, very funny and everything. Very, very, I mean, I love it. And then I have already wrote about 90% of the whole book. And then I'm writing 3 books about the same one. And I started the 3 of them, working on 3 of them. But this is the first one. So the other one is called MEGAM-SOS. And the last one is MEGAM Child's Toy.
So it's going to be a series then. You're working on a series of books.
Exactly.
Science fiction. So how'd you get the, we went from writing, that wasn't fiction. I Am the Truth, Hollywood was your story. And where did you get the inspiration or the idea for these science fiction books?
Remember I told you that I'm a man of prayer, and I always ask my supreme being to help me, and he gives the ideas when I'm sleeping. I mean, I wake up in the middle of the night, and then it comes an idea about science fiction or anything. And I usually take real events that really happen to people, and I turn it around and use fancy, makeup words. And so that's how I come with those things. So that's how I do it. But remember, I have the inspiration since I was a little child. I've been so gifted to do creative things like songs. I write songs in 45 minutes. I have written some songs.
Wow, that's truly remarkable. It sounds like you have a lot of fun with it too.
I do. It's a gift from God to me. And I call it. It's food in my mouth, and it tastes yummy. That's how they call it. I never stop thinking.
I love that. I'm a writer as well, and I don't write as much as I could or should, but I love writing, and it makes me feel so good, And I make up stuff too. I don't even know where it comes from. People ask me, I have no idea. A lot of it does come from reality, like you say. You kind of just shape it to a different way, but I've never tried science fiction. That's truly a very creative field, science fiction. Excellent. So let's talk about how to get a hold of you and your books, Mario.
Oh, well, you can write me at my email, mariochosen123@gmail.com, or my cell phone, 818-602-5554. And also my publisher, which is www.writersrepublic.com/bookstore.
Okay, fantastic. And so you'll have all these for the listener on the Blog Talk Radio page. And also you can find Mario on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page. He's already there with his picture. And with his email address, and they'll have a link to where you can purchase the books. or the one book, and then the other book will be coming out at the end of the year. Fantastic. So, Mario, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? We have, 4 minutes left.
Yes. Like I said at the beginning, never give up. Do your things, work, and if you do the work, the sky is the limit, and you will see the product, the invention, the outcome, or whatever you want to call it. And again, support me by buying this book, because it will touch your life and it will make you a winner all the time.
Yeah.
And I guarantee it, because it's, like I said, the book of God. That's how I call it. Written by Mario Quinones-Rebol.
So, you said something earlier that struck me. You said that if someone is facing extreme difficulties, and if they believe in God or higher power, whatever you call them, to help them, and if they don't give up, and if they continue to persist. And the other thing you said that really struck me is the doctors had said that you would die. Obviously, you're still alive, but the doctors, that was the prognosis. They told your family, they told you, you went home to die. But you didn't accept that. Talk a little bit about that, because people so much listen to so-called experts, right, and professionals, instead of listening to what's in their own heart.
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'm glad that you asked it. I want to share this one with the public. This is amazing. Remember, doctors are trained professionals that do a job, like you are trained host and a writer, and so all other bunch of good things. And anybody can do that if he tries. Anybody can be a doctor. Anybody can be a lawyer. So doctors cannot save. They just cure you. The only one that saves you is the high spirit that is up somewhere or around us. It gives us the healing power. I was told, Marie, by Jesus himself, by God himself in a dream, that he was going to save me. He was going to heal me. He told me he was face to face with me. It's hard to talk because I don't know why. But, so that's what I tell people. And I did it. I have done it myself over and over again since I was a child. I was dead, pronounced dead this time for 5 minutes. It's in the book by the doctors. And I came back to life. And I'm alive. Mm-hmm. And I never, when I came back home, believe me, telling you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, I never took a pill from the doctors. I dedicated my life and I said, I'll die, but I won't do what the doctors tell me.
Mm. Wow, that's
something.
I just
did it by praying. Yes, I did it by praying. And I tell people this. I did it, and they can do it by praying first, second, eating right, a healthy food, and the last one is exercising. That's the physical thing, and the rest is spiritual.
Yeah, excellent. So I love what you've said, because you encourage people to listen to what that inner voice is telling us. And so many times there's so many voices coming from everywhere telling us opposite of what we believe. So I applaud you for having listened to your inner being and connecting with your God and having this beautiful story. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Mario. It's been wonderful having you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening in today to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Make sure that you pass this around. The replay will be available right after. Pass it around to friends and family, to people who are going through difficulties. They need to hear this awesome story. And I hope you'll join us again for the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.